Happy Father's Day, everyone. Coming up on this edition of the Die Hard DM podcast, Shiny J and I look at the running backs for the Lions and tell you who's in and who's out for the upcoming season. Then we play another game of Hell Yeah or Hell No for the Lions season. And we also take a look at the Lions that made the ESPN.com's All NFC North Decade Team. All this and more coming up on this edition of the Die Hard DM podcast. Watch out. Here comes that roar. What up, though? This is Kurt Steele, and welcome to the Die Hard DM podcast. And as always, I'm with my man, Shiny J.
Hello, good people, and happy Father's Day weekend to all the fathers out
there. Happy Father's Day to everyone. Hey, you know how we do it. As we always do at this time, it is time to tell me something good. And this week, we have the Lions alumni with very special Juneteenth messages yesterday in celebration of the true emancipation of the slaves in America. So big shout out to those guys. If you want to go and check it out, you can go out on lions.com or the Lions social media pages, like their Twitter or their Instagram, and see all of those wonderful Juneteenth tributes that the Lions alumni did yesterday.
So it was a wonderful thing. I did post something about that on our page as well. Mm-hmm. And I'm happy to see the Lions NFL doing that. And I hope it does become a national holiday, just like the 4th of July or Memorial Day or Labor Day.
Yes, it's a very big day in our country. And it's definitely not, definitely doesn't have the recognition it deserves. So, but, you know, moving on, what we're going to do this time is play our game from last week. We're continuing to go through the roster. We're going to play in or out. And this week, we're going to tackle the running back position. So I'm going to read the names off. And my man, he's going to tell me, does he think they're going to be in this on the squad? They're going to be in or out. They're going to be on the practice squad or they're going to be off the team. So we're going to go through the running backs and the fullbacks. First up is Wes Hills, running back. 6'2", 218. In or out, my man?
Out for a possible practice squad candidate, especially since they expanding the practice squad.
All right. I think so. You know, they're looking at where it may be. I think the proposal right now is a 16-person practice squad because of COVID-19. All right. Next up, we got the draft pick, Jason Huntley, 5'9", 193.
And he has a lot of speed, and that's exactly what the Lions want and need. So he's going to be in.
Definitely think he's going to be in. I think he's going to be paired up with Jamal Agnew in the return game. So, you know, it give Agnew where he's going to have that transition. We'll talk about that in a minute when we get to 2 points conversing. But he definitely can spell him in one of those areas in the return game. So next up, Kerryon Johnson, running back. 5'11", 211.
At first, I thought, you know, here is a chance he might be cut or traded if the other guys outplayed him. But the more I think he's going to be in.
I think so, too. All right. Ty Johnson, running back, 5'10", 210.
Practice squad, because I think you're only going to keep four guys, and we'll get down to two already. I'll tell you the other two are in a minute.
Okay, so Ty Johnson, practice squad. I can see that happening. I can see him taking a step back to the practice squad. Next up will be Bo Scarborough, running back, 6'1", 235. You got Scarborough in.
Yes.
I think he's going to be in. I think the Lions keep five running backs. I don't think they keep four. I think they keep five, and one of them is going to be special for special teams purposes. I think is why they're going to keep five. All right, so the next one up, the last of the running backs, and we both think he's going to be in, definitely, is the draft pick, DeAndre Swift out of Georgia, 5'9", 215.
Definitely in.
Definitely in. All right, so let's get down to the two fullbacks we have. We have Nick Bowden, 6'2", 245, and you got Luke Sellers, 6'1", 250. Which one of those guys will be in, and which one of those guys will be out?
You know, I'm going to be a little unconventional here. I think neither one will make the team, but Sellers has a chance at the practice squad. I say that because they want to make sure they have enough room to keep guys like Agnew, who really is that position. He's more of like an athlete, you know, receiver. And I think I think Hunter, they're going to keep a fourth tight end in the rookie free agent Washington. What's his name? So that's why that. I think they're going to cut back. They're going to have a fullback this year. They can get creative and use one of the tight ends like at fullback.
Okay.
So that's why neither guy will make it. That's my opinion.
Okay. I think they're going to bring Bowden back. I think Sellers may be a practice squad person. But, hey, you know, that's what we got for our running backs and fullbacks. Here's the list one more time. If you take a look at the screen, if you're watching on YouTube or Facebook, thank you for watching this episode of the Die Hard Den podcast. And these are the running backs and fullbacks. And in we have Jason Huntley, Kerryon Johnson, Bo Scarborough, and DeAndre Swift. And Shana J doesn't have a fullback on the squad. I have Nick Bowden on the squad. And I think I also have Ty Johnson on the squad as well. But those are who we have. And now it is time for us to play our favorite game right here on the Die Hard Den podcast. It is time to play Hell Yeah or Hell No. So this week, let me get this pulled up. All right, first up is that the Lions offense will rank in the top 10 in total offense. Hell yeah.
Okay.
Or hell no.
Hell yeah, because Stafford's coming back. Mm-hmm. I like a running back, I like a receivers. Bevel's a good OC. So definitely hell yeah.
All right. Kenny Golladay will lead the NFC North in receiving yards. Hell yeah or hell no?
Hell yeah. He's the new Randy Moss, Calvin Johnson of the NFL.
Okay. Okay. That's a big compliment right there. Okay. Trey Flowers will end the season with double-digit sacks.
I'll say hell yeah. I say he still have a minimum of 10. That's mm-hmm. He has more help. I think a more aggressive mm-hmm. defensive coordinator, all that will help. He mm-hmm. had 7 last year, so what's 3 more?
Okay. All right. Matthew Stafford will win NFL Comeback Player of the Year. Hell
definitely
yeah.
Hell yeah.
I believe that too. I agree with you on that one. I concur. It's going to be a hell yeah on that one. Matt Patricia will be a candidate for NFL Coach of the Year. Hell yeah or hell no? Nah. That's a
hell
tough
yeah
one.
Because he's going to be Lions back. I think they're going to win the division. They're definitely going to make the playoffs. So mm-hmm. they should be NFL Coach of the Year.
Okay. So I have to say he will be a candidate if he can get the Lions in position to make a playoffs run. I could definitely agree with that. He will be a candidate for the NFL Coach of the Year. I definitely would agree with that. All right. Next up, the NFC North will have 2 teams in the playoffs. Hell yeah or hell no?
Hell yeah. The Lions is a division winner, and I go with the Vikings as a wild card.
Okay, I think I would take that. And instead of the Vikings, I'll put the Packers. All right. And last but totally not least, the Lions will have 2 players selected to first team All-Pro. hell yeah or hell no?
Hell yeah. I have one, at least one on offense and one on defense.
Okay. All right. So that was hell yeah or hell no for this week. Now it is time to go to our second favorite segment of the show, 2 points conversing. That's what myself and Shawnee J talk about various topics throughout the league and, of course, with a focus on the Detroit Lions. And the first thing up this week is that 5 Detroit Lions made ESPN.com's NFC North's all-decade team. So we'll go through the list and we'll just talk about the selections once we get done. All right, first on offense, we have Calvin Johnson. He's the only selection on offense. He played for the Lions from 2007 to 2015. On defense, we have Ndamukong Suh, played from 2010 to 2014. Darius Slay, 2013 and 2019. And safety Glover Quinn from 2013 to 2018. The lone special teamer we have is punter Sam Martin, played for the Lions from 2013 to 2019. Now, one thing, I posted this video in the group where we had the selections and I went over them. And one thing that person said was that none of these Lions that made the all-decade team, all but one of them are still in the league and none of them are still on the Lions.
Yeah, that is true. Sue is the only one still playing. He left a long time ago.
No, Sue. So, I mean, you got Slay still playing. Oh, and Quinn is out. I'm sorry. Quinn retired as well. I'm sorry. So you have, out of the 5, you have 2 that retired and 3 still in the league. Because Sam Martin's out at Denver and Slay's at the Eagles. So out of those, out of those 5 guys, none of them are on the Lions roster currently. I will say this, they're all deserving, definitely. And I think that, to be honest with you, a couple of them probably could make the all decade team for the league if it's not first team or second team, where I think that Calvin Johnson can make all first team for the decade. And I think that probably Darius Slay could make it as well. Even probably Sam Martin could probably make it as well. You know, they have the stats to put up against anyone in during their time period in the league, especially Slay. You know, Slay was one of those guys where he, for that time period, you know, he was probably tops in the league in pass defended, and he was probably up there in interceptions as well. So, I mean, these are some of the guys that definitely can be in the top. You know, the only thing I would say that would knock Sue out is the emergence of Aaron Donald. You know what I'm saying? Like, Aaron Donald is probably the best defensive tackle in football, probably one of the best players in football, right up, you know, since he came in the league.
I mean, right. I agree with your assessment. Yeah. The fact that none of them are no longer Lions or it's a couple of them in the league, well, a decade is a long time. And so, you know, everybody can't keep everybody. He's not going to stay on the team for 10, 15 years like Tom Brady or Drew Brees or somebody like that. Mm-hmm. Football's a rough game. Attrition is high. Turnover is high. Most of them stay like a minimum of 5 years, which is pretty good. Like Sue stayed down 5 years. Mm-hmm. And Slay was here for 7. And so was Calvin, or 8 years. So you can't stay forever. So that doesn't bother me so much. Would I would like them to see him finish a career in Detroit and win a Super Bowl? Absolutely. But it is what it is, you know. And this is just for the NFC decade, right?
Yeah, this is the NFC North. Just for the NFC.
And that's what,
for the division. Yeah. For ESPN.com. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, what's that? That, you know, that's so, that doesn't really mean anything.
I mean, but if you look at it, it's just, you know, it's just a media outlet giving their synopsis of, you know, who would have been the tops in that division. You know, I don't think they've published. Yes. They haven't published their all decade team. They've done by division so far. So, but when they, we'll see how it, you know, shakes out. Because you know, these lists will be coming out. You know, PFF will have their list. You know, NFL.com will have their list. But you know, I just wanted to highlight the Lions that were actually got selected by NFC, the ESPN.com for their NFC North All Decade Team. I mean, you know, that's, you know, I always would definitely would tout, you know, anytime the Lions make any of those lists. You know, I think it's one of those things where it needs to be recognized. All right, so moving on, the next one, the NFL made Juneteenth a work holiday. We talked about that already, and we definitely think that it should be a national holiday. I think that it would, one of the things that I would think it would do, and it definitely would have the country a wake-up call as far as the history. Juneteenth shouldn't be a African-American holiday. It should be a national holiday because, you know, it's part of American history. It's just not part of Black history. It's a part of American history.
Exactly. So, it's a big turning point in American history.
So, I mean, big shout out to the NFL for recognizing Juneteenth as a work holiday, and that the league was not at work. And so I think you had a fan question that came in on our Facebook page. What you got there for the fan question?
Yes, I want to say I got to give a shout out to my girl Sheila of the Philippines. She's a big fan of our, in support of our podcast and our page, a very special person to me. Mm-hmm. And she asked a very legitimate question of what's going on. Mm-hmm. She said, will there be a football season in 2020 due to the coronavirus? That's a very good question.
That is a very good question. And coming out with Dr. Fauci, came out a few days ago and said that he doubts there will be a NFL season unless the NFL goes into the bubble type system like the NBA and Major League Baseball is talking about, where they will house all the players in one location and they will keep them safe that way, and it will go through a round of testing every day. I think that's interesting. And the reason being is that, as I posted on one of the updates earlier this week, that several Dallas Cowboys and Houston Texans, including Zeke Elliott, tested positive for COVID-19. I think that the NFL, if they're going to be successful in having a season, I think they really need to start the bubble here really in a short period of time. That way they can identify players that need to be quarantined, and you can have them in a self-contained area and quarantine them for a while. I think it's going to be like an old school, either, you know, games that are, you know, within driving distance, they would drive and they would use private planes to get from one location to another. You know, it's no more of that flight, you know, chartered planes where they would be able to disinfect everything, and everything will be transported in a private type manner to get everything there in a sanitized before it leaves the Allen Park, and then sanitized again once it gets to the destination. So, I mean, I think that it can be an NFL season, as is my opinion, but it needs to be, the kinks need to be worked out like right now. And I think players need to be being quarantined and being held in a bubble like very, very soon.
Yes. Same thing for college, because we hear a lot of college players. Look at those Clemson players who were tested positive.
Like 20 of them or something like that. It's like crazy. I mean, like, and I think that's the one thing. I think that would be the one thing that was the saving grace of the NFL versus college football. If you look at the rosters in college, I mean, each team has like 100 players. If you get to the NFL, I mean, you get to the NFL season, you're down to those 50 guys, you know. And you can contain that amount of players easily or easier than you can 100-something players. And plus you have the student body that's there on the campus as well. So, I mean, because you can't just quarantine a football team, you know, where they're going to take classes at, you know, you're going to bring in, you know, what kind of accommodation would you do for that? That's a tougher deal than it would be for an NFL team. Think about it. If you try to put a college team in a bubble, how are they going to go to class? Is it going to be all video classes? you know, are they going to go to school online, just, you know, be on campus for football? And then how does that work out with, in fairness to the other student members of the student body? I mean, there's so much things to work out with that. So I think that there will be an NFL season. I just think that with Dr. Seals, he says the NFL, who is Dr. Seals, if you don't know, is the chief medical officer for the NFL. And he said that the league is doing everything possible to make sure that they get the league started on time and with all the players healthy. And one thing that, I mean, there's a picture out there, and it's a BS picture, but there are development prototypes that are being developed that will have an integrated mask in the helmet to cover the player's face. So, I mean, and they're building prototypes where they can have these, face mask inside the helmet where the players can wear it and it won't hinder their breathing while they're playing.
I've seen something like that, yes.
Yeah, so I think the NFL will be able to have a season if everyone can come into camp and the ones that need to be quarantined can be quarantined early enough where they can be released and back on the field prior to the season starting. That's just my opinion.
Yeah.
I just think that. So moving on. Darrell Bevell had a press conference this week, and a couple things came out. And one of them was TJ Hockenson still isn't healed yet from the ankle injury. He's been running routes, and they say he's close. But, I mean, it's quite a long time for the ankle injury he had at the end of last season to where he still isn't healed 100%. I mean, I know ankles.
Yeah,
he
got hurt on Thanksgiving.
Yeah, I knew ankles are. You know, look at Grant Hill. He had an ankle injury, and he was never the same. He made a lot of money, especially off the Pistons and the Magic, where he was getting paid to sit on the sidelines. But I mean, ankle injuries are a sensitive bone. So I mean, you have a lot of tiny, intricate parts. I've had ankle surgery, and it's not a fun thing, but. What do you think about his chances of coming back 100% for the season?
Well, here we are. It's June 20th.
Yep.
Ask me that question. Hopefully by the time the season starts in September, you got some more time to heal. We used to look at the injury on Thanksgiving Day. It was a nasty-looking injury.
Mm-hmm.
So I think to be where he is at this point is right on schedule. So as long as he's ready to go, hopefully for the 2020 season, I'm not going to worry about it now in June. If we still talk about this in August, September, then I'll start to worry.
Okay. Now, one thing that was confirmed, we talked about this a couple of times, that Jamal Agnew is definitely now switched from defensive back to wide receiver. And I got a big smile on my face because I think that that's the best avenue. You know, like you say, he's more of an athlete. I think he can with his speed, he can make bigger contributions to the offense than he can on defense. But you had a former Lion reached out to him on social media, on Twitter. Golden Tate says, hey, Ag, you know, come see me and I help you get ready for the switch. What do you think about
this? Yeah,
him switching from wide receiver from defensive back.
But once again, he's a good athlete. He doesn't really have a set position like, you know, I think he can play anywhere on the field. They think the Lions think his speed and talents will be best utilized on offense at receiver.
Uh-huh.
And remember, I posted in our page in the group, Lions did that several years ago, another number 39, Leonard Thompson. Remember him?
Yeah.
Former Lions. He was a speedy running back. Mm-hmm. But they moved him to receiver. He had a much more, his career took off after they moved the receiver from running back. And even Golden Tate said it was mainly a running back in his high school career before he moved to receiver. So, you know, he get that speed. I was hoping it could be like a Deion Sanders type DB, can return kicks and play defensive back. Well, I'll go for, give me another Leonard Thompson type player and I'll be happy.
Okay, yeah. I think it's going to work out well. I think that he's going to, his attributes are going to be better on offense. I just think that, you know, but, you know, can he catch the ball? That's going to be a thing. You know, he's going to have to work on his hands to get them things straight for the season. So, but good luck to Agnew. I look forward to seeing him on offense. Okay, according to Logan Lottermeyer of SportsIllustrated.com, the Lions will have three of the top six ball off the ball pass rushing linebackers on their defense this upcoming season. So three of the top six off the ball pass rushing linebackers, which you're looking at Reggie Ragland, Jamie Collins, and the Elijah Lee coming over from the 49ers, where he was a situational pass rusher out there in San Francisco. I mean, and you even look at Jarrett Davis when he, the year prior, when he played off the ball, when he was pass rushing. So I think that those are guys are going to be a formidable defensive group with the linebackers. So, I mean, I really. So that's one thing
I love what we have.
Yeah. I think we have like 10 on the roster right now, but I'm just talking about the off the ball guys. And looking at that, that's one of the things I miss for the hell yeah and hell nah is, and you can answer that right now, the Lions will have the best linebacking core in the NFC North. What do you think about that? Hell yeah or hell nah for that?
The best in NFC North? Mm-hmm. Just the North?
Just the North. I ain't talking about the whole division. I mean, the whole,
Okay.
I'm talking about the whole conference. I'm talking about just the division itself.
Right, okay, I got you. I would say hell yeah, because we got 10, and we're not going to keep 10 linebackers, but I think it's very competitive. The 10 we have will be the best, so I'll say hell yeah on that.
Yeah, I think if the group collectively, I think with the pieces that we added, looking at Jamie Collins and Reggie Ragland, I mean, those are two big-time names, and these guys fly off the ball. I mean, I think that that's, if you look at Patricia's defense, that's where his linebackers shine is off the ball guys. You know, they, you know, his defense, as far as his pass rush, is generally generated from the linebacking spot. And then you have the defensive ends that kind of come in and clean up sometimes. So I think they're going to be some really good, I think it's going to be a really good group, especially the off the ball guys. So, and wrapping up this segment, before we close the show out, Jeff Okudah is impressing the coaching staff and the veterans on the squad. If you saw the video I posted earlier this week with the update, I know Justin Combs was one of those guys who spoke out. He said he really likes it, the attention to detail that Okudah has shown in the virtual meetings. And Corey Unlin, the new defensive coordinator, has the same type of praise. He said that the kid has a great work ethic and he pays attention and he really wants to learn. So I just think that Okudah has the right attitude coming into the season, where he's not a prima donna type of, you know, player, when you can get a lot of that, especially in the skill positions, corners like, you know, a Deion Sanders or something like that, where, you know, they're just, you know, coming in, they're a diva off the rip. And this guy comes in, or like a Jalen Ramsey. So, but this guy's coming in and he's, you know, putting his nose down and really trying to learn, you know, and it's, what do you call that? I would say it's paramount now because they can't get on the field. And for him to pay attention and have attention to detail during those meetings, the virtual meetings, it speaks volumes of what he's going to be on the field.
Yeah, he's exactly what we need. Like I said, he's the third pick overall. We need him to be everything as good as advertised. Because, like I said, you know, I want Isaiah Simmons, but they chose Okudah. He was mocked the Lions all year long. The Lions took him. So let's hope he becomes the player they think he's going to be, you know.
Right. Hey, we thank you for listening in to the Die Hard Den podcast, or watching on YouTube or Facebook. And we appreciate you. Hit the share button. Hit the like button on YouTube. Hit the notification button so you know when you get some fresh new content from right here at the Die Hard Den podcast. Hey, it's time for us to go ahead and get on out of here. So, Shawnee J, tell the people how they can find you on social media.
Tommy, my name is Sean Jennings. I'm the head administrator of the Lions group, Detroit Lions Truest Fans. I'm happy to add you there if you're interested.
All right. So you can find me on Twitter and on Instagram at CurtisDeal14. You can definitely find the Die Hard Damn podcast on Facebook at www.facebook.com/DieHardDamnPodcast. You can follow the show on Twitter at DieHardDamnPodC1. You can go to our YouTube channel, Die Hard Damn Podcast, and check out the video content that we had over there. And you can follow us on Instagram at Die_Hard_Den_Podcast. So, Shawnee J, any parting messages to the fans out there before we get out of here?
Yes. You know, I know a lot of the states are reopening from the COVID 19 thing, but still, it's real. Be careful, people. Use social distancing in good sense.
All right. And again, I definitely want to echo his sentiment. Stay safe. You know, wear a mask. Definitely. The CDC said that's one of the ways we can curb the COVID 19 cases is wear a mask when you're out in public. And I would definitely, again, like to give a big shout out to the dads out there. Happy Father's Day. Enjoy the weekend with your family, with your wife, with your kids. And thank you for everything that you do. And a special shout out to, and I know this group myself personally because I'm a member, special shout out to the dads of special needs kids that are definitely involved in their kids' lives. Everyone, all kids need their fathers, but those special needs kids need their fathers even more. So stay the course and take care of those special kids because they need that extra special attention. So for my man, Shawnee J, this is Kurt Steele of the Die Hard Damn Podcast, and we are out.